Are you ready yet?
Just a minute.
Okay, hurry up. I'm getting cold out here.
I fluff up the white synthetic fur at the end of my sleeves. Wear long sleeves too much. Maybe I might get a bit too hot. No, forget it. It's the holidays and it's cute. I'm just playing the part. That's it. I don't know why I feel nervous. We've been together for years, and it's certainly not the first time we've dressed up for each other. But it has been a while now since we've done something fun. Oh, God. I really hope you like this. Whew. I take a deep breath and open the door. Ready?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. You're laid on your side across the bed, propped up on your elbow. Your hand is slightly extended, like you're inviting me to join you. But that's not what my eyes are fixed on right now. They're on the black, lace lingerie that might just be the hottest thing I've ever seen you wear. A lace and satin bra and lace thong over a suspender belt with matching lace detail. And, of course, your favorite. My favorite. Black fishnet stockings. It's simple, classic, and so, well, you. I make my way to the foot of the bed, watching your eyes wander over my long-sleeved crop top and miniskirt. Green velvet with the Christmas lining and striped thigh highs to boot. Shit. You took it seriously. You look amazing. What the hell?
What do you mean? You look so good.
Shut up. I'm a naughty elf, obviously. You said Christmas date, so, I mean, I thought...
Oh, I know what I said, and I knew what you'd do. God, this is amazing.
Oh, my God. Be nice, or I'll go change right now into those horrible sweats. You know, the ones my ex-boyfriend gave me with all the holes.
Okay, no. Seriously, you do look incredible. I mean, you always look incredible. You could have come out here in a freaking cardboard box and I'd still want you. My sexy little elf, get over here.
I step closer so I can take your hand. My cheeks are still flushed, but that's okay. I love our banter, always have. My love language is being dramatic about date nights, and yours is roasting me when I go too far, like tonight. I crawl onto the sheets and settle next to you, pulling the bottle of lube between the pillows.
You smell good, too. New perfume?
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yes. So, what gifts has the naughty elf brought for me?
Oh, I brought this. I hold up a bottle of lube and a firm silicone double-ended dildo.
Oh my God.
I mean, you said you wanted to try it. Don't issue a challenge you can't complete, baby.
I love them. Merry Christmas to us, hmm?
I watch your eyes practically light up as you run your fingers over the silicone, over the bulbous short end and up to the ribbed ridges. You lean a little closer to read the flavor of the lube bottle.
Strawberry, huh?
Yeah. I thought it'd be fun to try.
I don't know. I think that stuff's for...
Bisexuals and goths?
Bisexuals and goths?
We really need to watch the rest of that show. You cup my cheek and lean in a little closer. You've got that mischievous little grin on your face.
Later. Right now, I want to focus on you.
God, I love the way you kiss. And fuck, you look good. I know I joked that you took this too seriously, but damn. How did I get this lucky? I admire your body, taking in your curves and the lace detail on your bra and garter belt, how it fits you so well. You run your hand up my thigh and your eyes wander over my body, slipping your hand under my velvet miniskirt.
You know, I'm not usually one for costume-style lingerie. But this? I really like this.
Yeah?
Yeah. Especially these thigh highs. Also, I like the idea of my own naughty little elf.
Well, this one's got a lot of presents for you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.